At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
It is coming up on 6 o'clock in the Fast Lane. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed woof. Rolex jeweler. We're actually a minute. 5:59. Woof. There you go. Oh. Yeah, that was your 5:59 woof right there.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Well, a woof is a woof, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. So anyway, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Great to have you with us from the Science Center in St. Louis. And the Thursday night sunset at the Science Center is going on right now. You can come by until later this evening and really enjoy yourself. It's a great place to be, and they have a lot of cool things happening. You love the Science Center, don't you?
Oh, man, I do. I love that. You know what I haven't done in a long time is go to the planetarium, which is attached with,
yep,
by the walkway. I have not been over there in probably 25 years. Actually, maybe 30. It's been a minute.
Science at Sunset is a summer evening event for all ages from 5:30 to 8:30 Thursday evenings through August 1st. Live music, local bands, $5 happy hour food and drink special at the Fermentation Station, and just a lot of fun. Plus, discounted OmniMax theater tickets. So stop by here at the Science Center tonight until 8:30. We have With All Due Respect coming up in a moment, and you can send your text into the Hot Shots text line at 65780. We'd love to hear from you. But before we get to With All Due Respect, if you don't have anything nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all.
Ah.
If you have to say something mean, at least turn your microphone off. One McDonald's drive-thru worker did not get that advice during a recent day at work.
Come on. Please tell me that's real. Please tell me that's
real. How did somebody?
Oh my God!
How and why did somebody record that?
I guess they were just sitting there and they realized it could be gold.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I would do the same thing.
It sounds like they picked up the conversation in the middle and they're like, "I've got to record this."
And it was longer, right?
It was over a minute or so. Yeah.
You know what? She's right though. Brittany is just is unbearable.
And the guy in the car with her.
Oh my God! The dude in the car. What's his problem?
Slow.
I don't think he is.
That's a new cut.
Ronja, recent ESPN poll of 20 NBA coaches, scouts, and league executives says Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the game. Leonard got 12 votes, followed by the Greek Freak with 6 and James Harden with 2. By the way, LeBron James received none. With all due respect, if that last shot against Philly doesn't go in, Kawhi doesn't win this.
I think that's probably fair. Just winning a title is but look, he put them in position for it, and then they took off from there. So, and he's alive. I agree with what you're saying though. It's that one thing, but that one thing.
Well,
could you argue it leads to his greatness?
Yeah, that went in, and
that one moment
allowed them to go on and get to the conference finals, and then get to the finals. But if that doesn't go in,
yeah,
then there's a lot of other guys to choose from.
But he has for a few years been considered.
He's really good.
Yes, one of the best players in the game for sure. I'm still going with LeBron until I'm convinced he's no longer that guy.
Zero votes for LeBron.
Yeah, people might think he's done.
Yeah.
Look, it's going to happen. I don't care how much you spend taking care of your body. At some point, you're just not going to be able to do it anymore.
What if you spend $1.5 million a year taking care of your
Sometime,
body?
You know what? It doesn't work for everybody. Not everybody is Rob Lowe.
You know, if I did get the best player, if I was an owner and my team got the best player, mm-hmm, in the NBA.
Would you be excited?
I'd be pumped.
I don't think he shows enough emotion.
I don't either. With you.
So something fun happened on a plane as it was getting ready to leave Miami International Airport on its way to Los Angeles. And you can see the cell phone video of it. All you have to do is Google and you can go look for yourself. Well, video shot by a passenger shows a couple arguing in the seats before the plane takes off. Everybody on the plane stops and is looking at them, and they've got flight attendants trying to deal with the situation. You can hear the woman swearing at her husband while a group of flight attendants try to contain the situation. This from ABC News. In the video, he says, "You're out of control," he told his wife before attendants asked him to get up and move to a different seat. Well, she got up and followed him and smashed him over the head with a laptop. It is some kind of video. Well, anyway, they were both taken off the flight. He was rebooked. They would not rebook her. This was an American Airlines flight. They would not let her back on. With all due respect, at least she didn't take her feet or her shoes off on the plane, right?
Yeah, right.
Because that would be way worse.
With all due respect. Yeah, no doubt.
This
about
isn't
it.
That bad. Would you rather be smashed in the head with a laptop or have the person next to you on the plane take their shoes off?
I would. I think I'd rather be smashed over the head with a laptop.
I kind of agree with you.
Maybe hurts for 3 minutes and then
yeah.
It's gone.
There was a photo I saw today of somebody with their feet on the headrest in front of them.
No way.
Yep.
Now, I have seen a documentary about people that get nervous on planes, but they say that what you should do is take your shoes off once you get off the plane and then turn your toes into a fist
Randy.
In the carpet. What?
Yeah. That's bad advice, number one. Number two, that was Die Hard.
Oh.
It's not a documentary, and it is also not a Christmas movie.
Okay. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Guys, there are some dinosaurs around us here. With all due respect.
Are you calling me old?
No!
Damn.
No.
Why would you say that to him?
I'm sorry, okay? So,
hey, you old pterodactyl.
Behind us. Oh. Like on the floor as displays.
Oh.
With all due respect, we could probably all take a pterodactyl. Like,
yeah.
A pterodactyl.
No.
Sorry, pterodactyl.
No.
You don't think so? They're small. They
that
can fly.
Thing would
that, it's not that big.
You're afraid of a bird.
A
you're
bird?
Not
going to
take care of
about?
That. That thing will destroy you.
No.
It'd be awesome. It'd be good to ride.
The wingspan is big, but the body is not much bigger than a normal person.
Well, but it has wings.
What would you name yours?
Not Terry. It's been taken.
I would use Terry.
It's been taken by Pee-wee's Playhouse.
it's a good name.
Somebody did text into us and tell us that we were wrong about the T-Rex, that actually there are some, and I forgot what sort of scientist it was, and a group of the scientists in Manchester, England, decided that a T-Rex could probably only top out at 12 miles an hour.
Oh, really?
Not the 33 that was originally said.
Okay.
So you could probably outrun
oh,
a T-Rex.
For sure.
But you're not outrunning that volcano. You will die.
What kind of stamina do you think a T-Rex has, though? Because more than, like, 200 yards, I'm done going that fast.
I don't know. Well, I don't know, but it said if they went any faster, their bones would shatter because they were so heavy.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyway, you could outrun a T-Rex. That's the bottom line.
With all due respect, Zeke Elliott's career has already peaked.
Wow.
Maybe.
I think that's fair.
Maybe. Look, it's not outrageous considering the position he plays.
Yeah. With all due respect, the Cardinals are good, but not great.
I agree with that.
I agree with that as well.
As I said earlier, I think there's only one great team in the National League, and that's the LA Dodgers.
With all due respect, it'll be hard to go on 9 and 10 run rallies when Yadi and Marp come back.
True.
That is not nice.
I said with all due respect, though, yeah. It clears them.
I agree.
This one from the Hotshot text line, 65780. Guys, how do I contact Greg Amzinger? With all due respect, I need to tell him how wrong he is about Schwarber's defense and Bond's Hall of Fame career.
Greg doesn't do the social media thing.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know how you get into it. I guess you'd have to send him a letter via the snail mail at MLB Network.
You could probably tweet at MLB Network.
Yeah.
Might catch that.
Yeah.
Include the fast lane in it.
So is this person suggesting that the defensive Kyle Schwarber is of average quality?
Some people have the opinion he's not as bad as popular belief says.
Hmm.
He's still not good, but the bar that we are looking at for him is very low, I think.
Yeah. You could win a World Series with him.
Or without him. I think he was hurt by then, wasn't he?
He came back. But he DH'd. But my point is that you can win a World Series with a bad defensive left fielder.
Yeah, that's where all the bad defensive outfielders go.
But Charlie Blackmon would be a huge upgrade for them. I don't know what they would trade for Charlie Blackmon.
I don't either, but if I'm them, I'm getting aggressive with it.
Yeah, because their window is short.
This is the window.
Yep. I agree with that.
So that audio that we heard from the McDonald's drive-thru, I was impressed. Like crystal clear audio, really, from that microphone. But with all due respect, the ice cream machine probably didn't work.
It's true. Our ice cream machine is broken.
Every McDonald's everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've never been to
I've never had that kind of luck or misfortune. Whatever.
I don't know the last time I had McDonald's ice cream just because of that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't go to McDonald's a lot, but when I do go and I have ordered ice cream, I think my success rate's like 100%.
Wow.
I honest to God don't remember a time they ever told me no.
I haven't had a McFlurry in forever.
Really?
Forever.
I'll bet you that in the last decade, I think I can tell you that I've been to McDonald's once, and that was for ice cream cones.
Exactly.
Wow.
For the dog.
They do have good ice cream cones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as Fritz's, though.
Oh, no. Fritz's are all five locations, and that's frozen custard, of course, the best that you'll ever have. Locations in Wentzville, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, West County, and Florissant. It's delicious. Try it.
How about this? With all due respect, soft serve is better than the hand-scooped ice cream.
I'm with you 100%.
I got to tell you, I think I agree.
Soft serve in a cone?
Yeah.
Like that's hard to beat. That's
and they really can kind of melt down into the bottom.
Right, right.
It's fantastic.
They have ice cream here at the Science Center.
Yeah, it's great.
They have waffle cones, too.
Guys, we do have some new information. We've got an update from Chris,
who we heard
from earlier.
Oh, good.
We wanted to do a wellness check. So fill the people in who don't know what we're talking about.
So, Chris, we were asking for mic drops, and Chris had a really tough time. His wife left him, right? Took his money. What else was it? He was in the middle. Lost his job. That's right.
Yep.
In the middle of explaining this, and all of a sudden it just stopped. The mic drop expired. So here is the update from Chris.
That's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. I like him being
Fair
happy.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reaction, no doubt about
here
it.
Here you go, a-holes. You got that part right.
Because we were suggesting perhaps there was a possibility that what would make him excited was listening to the Fast Lane.
There's no way.
That wasn't it. So going to Cabela's and loading up for a trip and then getting a steak as big as a toilet seat.
How appetizing is it on the menu if you open a restaurant and you have a steak and the steak description on the menu is as big as a toilet seat?
I love that.
I think I would too.
Gives you an idea.
What are your guys' thoughts on this? A text from the 314, kind of interesting. Area 51 is where they keep the working McDonald's ice cream machines.
Oh yeah.
That's what they're trying to find.
We're going to see them working ice cream machines.
The secret is there.
And the aliens.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780. Coming up next in the Fast Lane, we'd like you to get your text into the Hot Shots text line because we have a little sports six-pack. Any question you might have. If you have a science question for us, we're at the Science Center today, so we know science.
Yes.
If you've got relationship issues, if Chris wants to get back in touch with us and ask maybe how he can revive that failed marriage.
I don't think he wants to. It sounds like he'd rather have the steak and his money back.
Yeah, but we're glad to hear from him. So maybe if you want to hear from us as to how to revive your failed marriage, I think that Ronge can help you out with that. The sports six-pack is coming your way next on 101 ESPN. We do appreciate your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780. And with your six-pack questions for us, here's Big Sis.
Question number one.
Whether it's right now and the way they're playing this season or in maybe the next season or two, do the Cardinals have an ace?
In the next season or two, I would say yes in Jack Flaherty. I still believe that he's going to be a dominant front-of-the-rotation guy.
Yeah, if we're projecting, it's him. But if we're going based on what they're doing right now, no.
They do not.
No, no, because Martinez isn't even that right now. So, but I still do believe I'm with you on Flaherty. I think of all the guys on the staff, with the exception of Martinez, he's got the best Cy Young potential.
Question number two.
A little bit of life advice. I'm not sure exactly how the inflection should sound with this, but we're going to take a stab at it.
All
from
right.
the 417.
Thanks, OJ.
My God.
That may be a solution to this. Just wait. From
the
417, tomorrow is my fifth wedding anniversary. We were together 6 years before that. Things are going great, .. How do I get the hell out of this walking nightmare?
Wow.
Waking nightmare, excuse me. Oh, not that it changes. Yeah.
How do you get out of it?
That's what they said.
Well, the easy thing to do.
Don't say OJ.
No, that is not the easy thing to do. There's a lot of.
It's hard.
It is hard, and there's a lot of complication that comes with murdering your spouse.
So, allegedly.
Allegedly. So I'm going to. I would suggest not doing that, okay? I guess you could develop a really disgusting habit. If you don't want to be the kind of person who just directly says, look, this isn't working for me, and I think it's better for the both of us if we just part ways, start doing something really gross around the house.
Here's the thing. You dated for 6 years before you got married. There's something there. You love her, and she loves you. Do everything you can to make her happy. If you do everything you can to make her happy, happy wife, happy life. So that would be my suggestion. Be agreeable, buy her flowers just because, and make her feel special. And if you do that, I think that you're going to lead a much happier life, and I don't think that she will be a nightmare. How about that, Ronj?
No, she probably sucks.
Well, then there wouldn't be any problems.
Well, not that kind.
Oh.
Randy.
Clean it up, guys.
That's just unbelievable on your part. Good one. I think she's – maybe he sucks. Maybe they both suck. I don't know. But
I think it's wrong with that.
Are you saying it's not possible to be in a relationship for several years and it not work, but out of convenience you do it anyway?
You can grow apart, as the old adage goes. But here's the thing. The 6 years prior, I would say – probably, and you still wanted to marry her, that probably is a good indication that at least there's a chance that there's something there.
Maybe he's just too much of a chicken to break it off.
It might be. Just be agreeable. That's all I'm saying.
Some people would rather keep going with something that they're miserable in because they don't want to go through the conflict of breaking it off.
Many years ago, I walked into a boss's office. I was at the doorway in the door frame. He holds his hand up, like, hold on, I'm on the phone. And so I waited outside, and he's ranting in a quiet manner. He says, Randy, you can come in. I went in and sat in the chair across from him. And he puts his head in his hands. And he says, dude, don't ever get divorced.
there is a comedian who really kind of ruined his career. But he had a terrific joke about this sort of thing. And he was talking about how if you meet the right person, you should totally get married. But you should also definitely get a divorce because it is the best thing that ever happened to him. And he's like, but nobody ever comes up to me and says, hey, man, how's your divorce going? Oh, it's awesome. It is great.
Question number three.
Wow.
Why not move with one trade deadline, why not move it back a few weeks?
That's what Ronj wants to do.
I'm down with moving it back like 2 weeks. Or if they want to keep it like it is, fine. The reason I like the idea of waiting another couple of weeks is, I mean, you should have a pretty good idea already of what your team is now.
You played for 4 months.
Exactly. And it makes it more challenging. But I also like the idea of at least keeping a few more cities on the hook for another couple weeks, fairly
yes.
or unfairly.
Reasonable.
Because the moment you say we're open for business to trade things away, then your fan base shuts down. So if you could prolong that for another 2 weeks, it's probably good for the sport. But I'm good either
way. And they can move that in the next collective bargaining agreement. Baseball was allowed to eliminate the non-waiver trade deadline, but they can't unilaterally change this deadline, the July 31st, because that's collectively bargained.
Question number four.
Could you guys eat fast food every meal for 1 month straight?
I could.
I could.
This is always an interesting conversation. Can we define fast food?
I would say it probably has a drive-through.
Yeah.
I don't know what other qualifier so you have
Because the new Breadco near me, two of the three Breadcos near me, have drive-throughs.
Okay.
Is Breadco, because you can get really good salads at Breadco.
Yeah.
Is that fast food?
Fast food to me is like
burgers,
McDonald's,
chicken,
right.
Burger King.
Chicken strips, fries.
I couldn't do it then.
Yeah, I could.
Supersized.
I'd probably, yes. They told him in the middle of it that he needed to quit or he was going to die.
Yeah.
So that's the downside of it. I could do it, but I might die.
Now, for a week? You give me an opportunity to do, like, either Hardee's or Sonic breakfast, and then, obviously, primarily Chick-fil-A lunches, and then...
You can do some Raising Cane's.
Yeah, Raising Cane's is delicious. And then dinner with, like, Potbelly and some of the other sandwich places. I could pull that off for a week, at least.
I got to try these King tacos they've been talking about.
Nice. Oh, yeah, Taco Bell would be in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what else? And I'd have to throw, like, Moe's. I love Moe's.
I still haven't gone.
Really? Of the three, and I like all three.
Qdoba, Chipotle.
Yeah. I like Moe's the best.
I haven't had it either.
It's good.
There's one on Olive, right?
Yeah, I'll bring it in for you guys next week.
We need to
great.
Go in, because don't they yell at you when you walk in?
Yeah,
there?
Welcome to Moe's. Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. We'll do it.
All right, I want to go in.
Question number five.
Gonna predict. Look into the future a little bit here.
Predict, gonna pre what?
Predict.
Okay, thank
predict,
you.
Predict. at the end of the season.
Always enunciate.
Predict.
Matt Nagy.
Buy me some. At the end of the season, first week of the off season, the conversation around Carlos Martinez will be what?
Around the off season.
Yes, first week of the offseason.
Whether or not he's going to be a starter again.
I think it's, is he a Cardinal the following season? I think
which is good, too.
Yeah, is he?
It's a good bet.
A tradable commodity.
Question number six.
And we learned today that not only are people trying to storm Area 51, a group, a rather large group of people, is trying to find the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
If you were a part of that group of people, how would you go about locating Nessie?
I'd get some divers. Hire some divers.
Get some divers. How deep is Loch Ness?
I think it said 750 feet.
Loch Ness is 750 feet deep.
Thanks for listening to the show, Ron.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think
it's unbelievable. Think 22 miles long. Yeah.
Okay. You got to get divers. I assume it eats other sea life, right?
I assume so, and people.
So bait. Definitely people.
I think you have to be enclosed in some kind of submarine, whatever they took to the bottom of the ocean in Titanic, like
right.
Something like that, or it's going to come up and sneak up on you.
Yep.
So 22 miles in length, 750 feet deep, a water temperature of about 43 degrees Fahrenheit, waves 13 feet high.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they can find them pretty easily. If they get one of those little subs, little yellow submarine.
We all live in yellow submarine. By the way, this text from the 618, fast food has a drive-through, does not have a physical menu to hold in your hand, and you get your food on average in less than 5 minutes. So that would qualify Breadco.
I think it would.
I never thought about the menu thing. That's a good way to think about it.
I don't recall this from Zach Greinke, but did he say this following quote is, I'd say the average person wouldn't eat a Chipotle burrito and still do his running full speed like me, That's why they call me special.
I could see. I don't remember, but I could see it.
I know he went on a rant about guacamole and how they raised it 30 cents, and so he wasn't ever going to buy the guacamole out of principle. I do remember him saying that, though. He's unbelievable.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
Coming up next in the fast lane, it looks like, at least according to reports, that one pitcher who we didn't think was going to move is going to move, and one pitcher who we thought was going to move isn't. That's next on 101 ESPN. That's ESPN's Buster Olney, who wrote today, in the past, the Mets have been open about their willingness to listen to offers for Noah Syndergaard, but some rival evaluators believe the Mets will trade the right-hander before the July 31st deadline. It's beyond listening, said one executive. They want to move him. And Buster noted that the Padres have talked to the Mets in the past about Syndergaard and envision him as an ace of a developing rotation, and that the Padres do have a lot of good young talent, and that the Astros are in the market for a starting pitcher as well.
Well, I could certainly see both of those teams doing it. The Pods seem like a little bit of a it's more of an interesting choice, but there's a reason they had such a big offseason. They do expect to start winning here at some point, right? You bring in somebody like that, it kind of stabilizes your rotation significantly, and he's somebody who's got some experience who can lead some of the younger players. So for them, it does make a ton of sense. And if you're the Astros, I think you'd like to keep capitalizing on your great success and knowing how difficult things are going to be in the American League, dealing with the Yankees. Tampa Bay got some bad news in Blake Snell today, by the way. He's going to have elbow surgery, but that's still a really difficult league to play in. If they want to try and set themselves apart from everybody else, it makes sense for them, too.
And Scott Boras is Garrett Cole's agent, and he wants Cole to be the highest-paid pitcher in the game after this season. Cole is a free agent after this year. Syndergaard will turn 27 on August 29th. Here's my only concern about him, because he does have great stuff. His rookie year, 2015, 24 starts, he threw 150 innings, came up later in the season. His second year, he was fine, threw 183 and two-thirds in 30 starts. Then his third year, he had the Tommy John, threw only 30 and a third. Last year, he only threw 154 and a third in 25 starts. And this year has made 25 starts but has a 4.33 earned run average. So it's been a while since he has combined durability and quality. And I just wonder if that's what he is going to be over the course of his career.
See, and that's pretty fair, because if you look at his strikeout numbers, they have gone down a little bit. He's down about a strikeout per game over what he was in 2017, and actually two strikeouts per game in 2017 and one in 18. So he's gone down in that regard. So I would have a little bit of concern about that. He's still at the right age, but people who have had that surgery before, it used to be thought that you come back stronger and you're even better and you're good for a long time, but it's actually not all that true.
It's not a guarantee.
No, it isn't. The revision of going back in, and that's what they call it, a revision surgery, is when you have it once and then you have to have it again within the course of a year or two. That's a pretty high rate. So I would certainly be concerned about that, but I think I'd still take my chances with him.
And if I'm the Mets, even though he's valuable because he has control. He's not a free agent until after 2021. But if I'm the Mets in their situation, like Buster Olney said, I would be all over moving him for a bevy of prospects, even if it was to the Yankees.
I would, too. Certainly I would. Because, all right, and I know Greg Amsinger talked about that with us, the Yankees getting him, and what a story that would be. That would be a national.
Yeah. Huge.
Anything that happens with those two teams, if they deal with each other, that's a big, big deal. So nationally it is. I think if they do that, that puts the Yankees in terrific position, and why not? It's not like you're going to kill their farm system or, I mean, they're Yankees. They're going to be fine. So it might make the most sense for them. I think those other teams we mentioned, the Padres being one of them, they've got so much they could deal that they would be okay as well. The Astros would probably like to bolster what they are now for this season, so it's a good spot for them as well, for him. But, man, if he goes to New York, and like Amsinger told us, he would not in any way be intimidated by the Yankees thing. No. That guy likes attention. He's really good at it, actually.
Yeah.
He's good at being out there. And you're going to get it a lot more playing for the Yankees than you would playing for the Mets.
So that's the Syndergaard story. Meanwhile, at MLB.com, Mark Feinstein wrote about Madison Bumgarner and said, according to a source with knowledge of the team's plans, the Giants are poised to become buyers if they're still in the thick of the National League wildcard race come Monday. And it's all but certain that ace lefty Madison Bumgarner will not be traded, regardless of how the weekend goes. Giants are 7-5 against the Padres this season, though they've won their past five against them, including a three-game sweep at Petco on July 1st through 3rd. Jeff Samardzija, Sean Anderson, and Bumgarner will start the three games in San Diego this weekend. And obviously, the Giants have been hot. They've won 17 of 21, and that's their best run since 2001.
Wow.
In all of those three World Series years, they never had a 17 out of 21 run.
Those all felt really unexpected, too, when they came back and did it. They are 3.5 games out, along with the Diamondbacks, from a wild card spot. The unfortunate thing is there are three teams ahead of them for the second wild card spot. So that's it's not a great position to be in, but there are still 2 months left in the season. I still don't believe in them as a team. I think they're on a nice little run here, but I don't think it's indicative of what they are. I think by the time we get to the end of next month, they're probably going to drop off quite a bit. But you have to think the way they are going to think. And we have talked about this over the last week or so, that there's probably going to be a sentimental way they do business here because of Bruce Bochy, because he's been around for a long time. They want to give him another opportunity. And they probably want to do right by Bum, or at least feel like they're doing right by him and trying to give him an opportunity with that team. But if they really want to do right by him, they would trade him to a contender. And I mean a true contender. So somebody who could actually use him for the playoff run, because in the end, the Giants aren't going to go to the playoffs this year, even if they think they have an opportunity right now. It's not going to happen for them.
Trade him and then try to re-sign him at the end of the season. That is the approach. I just wonder with them, does it make sense, unless you get a guy that has already done something at the major league level, does it make sense to get three question marks for Madison Bumgarner when your fans think that they have a chance, Bochy thinks you have a chance, and obviously Larry Bear, their president, thinks they have a chance? Does it make sense to trade for question marks rather than sure things?
Well, I wonder if Bochy really does deep down believe it. I think he probably looks at the situation he's got, and at minimum, he says, well, we're close. You know, we've got an opportunity here with 2 months to go. But I think that privately he probably knows what they are, don't you?
Yeah,
or you think he's such
a
competitor that he's blind to that?
No, they've won with pitching, and they've been pitching well lately.
Right.
And they're kind of like the Cardinals. They lose Longoria, and things get a little bit better. Zaidi's done a great job of churning that outfield, and now they've got Yastrzemski and Dickerson and Austin Slater playing well. They've imported a lot of people that are doing good things for him.
Yes.
So he might, depending on his ability to evaluate, he might say, you know what, we've got something here.
Yeah, that would be the main thing here, is that if he really does truly believe that, they're going to hang on to Bumgarner. But if he doesn't really truly believe that, I can see him being dealt. And I know that when the season is happening, there's no chance you're ever going to hear a coach, player, or manager say, yeah, we're cooked. We're not going to go anywhere this year. But after the fact, they might
private. Except for Whitey in 1986.
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah, once Clark got hurt.
How far out were they at the time?
Probably 7 or 8 games.
Okay. Well, I've been around people who in the past will say, yeah, we're still in it. But when it comes to the end of the season and they're being honest with you, we knew that we weren't going anywhere. We were just hoping. So maybe that's where he is. I don't really know. But if he thinks he can win and he's serious about it, I bet they keep him too.
So only has Thor being moved and Feinstein has Mad Bum not being moved. We're headed down the stretch of this edition of the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. It's time for a little game of Would You Rather. Get your text in to the Hot Shots text line, 65780, and give us your Would You Rathers next on 101 ESPN. Going to get a little game of Would You Rather in here on 101 ESPN with Chris Ranji and Brad Barnes. I'm Randy Carricker. We have fantastic remote engineer Dodi Rallman. His grandkids were here today hanging out at the Science Center. So they had a good time. Hope they did. It was nice to meet them. And we appreciate your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780.
Randy.
Oh, by the way, one other note, our friend and great comedian Greg Warren is tuned in. So big shout out. Hello to Greg Warren.
Hey, Greg. Do you think,
Greg?
Randy, do you think it was Dodie's grandchildren that threw our pictures in the trash?
Could have been. Somebody did?
Yeah, there are a couple of them over there right now.
I could see that happening.
With all due respect, thanks for the pictures, but
yep.
Least you could do is recycle them.
Would you rather? Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Would you rather see Stan Kroenke by the Cardinals or the Blues? He's going to be GM and coach slash manager.
I think he's going to screw it up.
Either way.
At one point, I was told that his dream purchase was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, damn.
It'd
be hard to move them out of town.
I think because of – that's true, would be. But I don't know where he would move the Blues. I think because of the salary cap and the salary floor, my preference would be to have him be at the Blues guy.
Because he has to spend a certain amount?
Yep.
I could see the Cardinals going down to like a $50 million payroll if he took over.
Yeah. You don't get in this business, Ronge, to win trophies.
Actually, if I may.
Yes?
Trophies seem like a really good idea in sports. I mean, making money is part of the thing. Well, I get it, but.
He said you don't get into this business to win.
It's an interesting philosophy.
Yeah. I don't think, for example, that Steve Ballmer feels that way.
Oh, no.
I think he wants to win a trophy badly.
Yeah, he's excited.
You know what the worst is?
What's the worst?
What's that, buddy?
Camping outside in the middle of the summer.
Oh, there's
no question.
Why
don't you just stop with camping outside?
That's fair. Okay. Middle of the summer makes it even worse. Would you rather sleep while camping with a blanket on and suffer from the heat and sweat in 100-degree weather, or sleep without a blanket and suffer with the mosquito bites and anything else that's going to get you?
I'm blanket all the way. During the summer, I wear a long sleeve shirt. I can't sleep if my arms are cold.
Seriously?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want the mosquito bites, so I'll take the protection.
Yeah, I don't. I could never. I hear about those people sleeping naked. Could never do it because I cannot stand even coolness, let alone.
And
coldness.
It's just the cold. It's not like being covered up. It's just the temperature of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just who I am. So. I am, I wear long sleeve jammies and jammy pants.
Footy pajamas?
Yeah. Randy, hold on.
Yep.
When you're at home,
yep.
Do you announce to everybody that you're going to go put your jammies
on? I certainly do.
I freaking knew it.
And then he's got the pink bunny rabbit thing from A Christmas Story. That's what he comes downstairs in.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it.
Every year at Christmas, we do Christmas family pajamas.
That's crazy.
Three or four like it.
Man, I love the cold, like sleeping in the cold.
I love it too.
66 degrees, fans on, that's perfect for
me.
Can't
do it at all.
Would you rather have to drink everything from a straw with a crack in it or eat every single meat off of a paper towel with no utensils?
Wait. Oh, I'll take the drink straw, because I had that last week with some iced coffee, and it was sort of miserable, but I got through.
You can usually, like, flip the straw to get through a little bit, you know, right?
Yeah.
I'll read this later. but forget the cracked straw. I hate that.
Somebody texted in about Ranji's comments earlier regarding the pictures. I think your guys' faces are more trash than recycling.
Oh,
son of a.
Just all kinds of burns. This is a little troubling. Would you rather fight a gorilla or make out with meat on the show live on the 105.7 The Point podcast?
What now?
I checked it, and it's nobody from 105.7 that I have a contact
for. Can
you
read this again?
Fight a gorilla.
Or
make out with meat. Please take the gorilla. Please.
I'll fight a gorilla.
I don't know, meat. How are you? Are you gentle?
Oh, yeah. The beard is a little, that might be a little rough for you, but.
Oh, yeah, you got the beard. I'll fight the gorilla. I don't think I'd like making out with you and your beard.
Oh, it's great. Would you rather have to get a tattoo of a 3x3 picture of a nipple or of a Cubs logo on your chest?
Cubs logo.
Yeah, Cubs logo. I feel like the nipple would be weird.
Would you rather have the Cardinals pick up Noah Syndergaard or Trevor Bauer?
Trevor Bauer. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I like, as a dude, I like Noah better, but I feel like there's more upside for Bauer for longer. Let's put it that way. I'm not as concerned about his long term as I am Syndergaard's.
So you're going to follow all these crazy people. You're going to try to get into Area 51 and find Nessie. You get
right.
A partner for each. Keanu Reeves, Liam Neeson. Which one would you rather have for each location?
I'm going Liam Neeson.
Look, he's
But for which location? You get one for each.
Oh. I'll take Liam in the water, I think. John Wick's really good at close range.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That's good.
A texter from the 314 informs us that apparently the guys from the Riz show are getting 2x2 nipple tattoos.
Really?
Or tattoos of nipples, apparently.
I feel like I heard about this.
It just says nipple tats. I don't know if it's on their nipple, of a nipple.
I think they had some sort of bet, and they all got to pick a tattoo that if whoever lost, And one of the options was a tattoo of a nipple. I don't remember what the other ones were, but. And I don't know why I know about
it. Patrico
this.
Just got a big, beautiful Blues tattoo this week.
He did,
oh, yeah. Where is it?
Same place as mine.
Would you rather buy a horse, get kicked in the head, the chest, or the junk?
Probably the junk.
Yeah, the junk.
The head, you're a vegetable for the rest of your life. In the chest, you probably die immediately.
Right.
And in the junk, it's going to hurt, but you'll be alive.
Okay. So several years ago, there were reports, none confirmed, that fingers had been found in a finger had been found in a Chipotle burrito.
I remember this.
Don't tell me that.
Yes.
So I texted to Greg Warren. I said, I prefer the sausage. He said, Randy, I've always been with you, but Moe's over Chipotle is a stupid, stupid take. I said, ha. I prefer the Seinfeld-inspired menu and variety of Moe's, and they haven't had a finger in their burrito issue. And Greg responds, falling for gimmicks, Randy. The old, we don't have fingers in our burritos is just marketing.
It's a great marketing ploy.
It is. Thanks, Big Sis.
I love
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks to Dodi Rahman getting us on the air here at the Science Center. Ranj?
Maybe.
Fantastic job, as always, today by our board operator, the great Mike Ryder. And thanks to our friends here at the Science Center for welcoming us in to get our summer tour rolling. We really appreciate them at the zoo tomorrow. For all of us, thanks for tuning in, texting in, and being a part of the show. Till tomorrow at 3, good night, St. Louis.